Hi, it's Eva Cox, and I'm here to discuss how we get to be part of more civil societies. The Chinese have a saying, you live in interesting times, which means there's all sorts of crap going on and we don't really know how to fix it. And I think that's probably a reasonable description of what's happening in the world at the moment. You can see it overseas in most of the democratic countries and you can see it here. But my real question is, how do we fix it? Particularly if you look at what might be called the more progressive side of politics and what they're offering vis-a-vis the more scary side of politics that seem to be moving backwards, particularly when you start looking at our history over the last century into times when we seem to be losing out on the idea of democracy and various other things. So what we've got on what might be called progressive politics is lots of protests, petitions and so on, but not very much change. Distrust is growing, and pessimism also means that people drop out and give up. I mean, you can get people to turn up at a certain number of demonstrations, and it's nice, you catch up with your friends and do all of those things. But when things don't change, and when you haven't got anything that creates optimism, I think you've got a serious problem in how to create change. And at the moment, unfortunately, we've got lots of pessimism and not much else. You know, on the other side, the right-wingers, and you can see it very much at the moment here, is they go for overly simplistic blame games. You know, it's the Muslims, it's the immigrants, it's all of these strange groups. If only we got back to the more traditional areas and the more traditional things, it'd be all right. And that creates an emotional relationship in people who feel that they've been excluded, who feel things are not going well. And if you look at the Trump midterm elections, it's actually quite interesting because both sides are claiming they've won, but neither really did. Because what's clear is that most of the energy on both sides was on the negatives, showing the other side as being the problem. There wasn't any sort of real vision stuff coming from the Democrats. And they lost seats in the Senate because they were sort of seen as being negative rather than being positive. So it gets me back to how do we create a social change? Paradigm shifts, that phrase that gets thrown up from time to time, and because I'm old, I've been around for quite a few of them. When the paradigm shift that sort of occurred after World War II, we got the welfare state. We got the idea that we needed to create more equitable societies, not just economies. And by creating more equitable societies, we would be much less likely to have the sorts of outbursts of fascism and even authoritarian communism that happened after the First World War. So we had the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and into the 70s, where we did actually get some serious social changes. But then we had another paradigm change, and I'm old enough to remember that one very clearly, which is when the neoliberals took over and said, no, we've got it wrong, we've got to get market forces, we've got to hand over to capital, we've got to actually cut down on government and do all of those things. And now we've had about 40 years of that. And what we've had is also the failures that happened around 2007 when we had a global financial crisis. But since then, nobody's really put up any serious changes about how we fix it. We spend a lot of time whinging about it. And as I say, there's a lot of social movements being created by various people where people get together and have a demonstration or fill in a questionnaire or go out and do a bit of advocacy and lobbying and run campaigns against particular candidates, which we've just had seen examples of when we had the by-elections a few weeks ago. And you get independents winning because they are neither of the major political parties. But there's not much there that gives you a sense of being able to grab onto where do we go to from here. And I think we've got to really start thinking about how do we create a better vision of the future. And what's missing, as far as I can see, is utopia. Now, we've got funny shows on the telly sometimes that sort of sends up the idea of utopia. But it was very much a part of the 1970s, 60s and 70s changes, was the fact that we had a belief that we could create a better society. And yet that sort of fell away when the whole idea of societies dropped off the agenda and we started talking about economies. And unfortunately, the major parties, both technically middle left and middle right, are still talking about the economy. And in doing so, they're really losing out with people who are bored with being told about GDP and growth and want something to be done about the fact that they live in societies which appear to be corrupt, nasty, self-interested, and really basically just sort of leave out all of the things that are important to people, which is about relationships and ethics and change. So you've got more and more people feeling thoroughly disillusioned. You've got more and more movements saying we've got to protest against this, we've got to resist that, but not saying what we have to do instead. So I suppose my concern is, how do we actually set up something? And this is what I've been trying to think out for the last few weeks, and I'll talk a bit more about this in the future. But how do we set up a good society? What do we mean by a good society? How do we actually start looking for the alternatives rather than protesting against the mess we're in? We can protest against that. I have no problem about that. But we need the vision stuff. We need new ideas. We need to get to the point where people can feel some enthusiasm about the fact that the future can be better than the past. Unfortunately, people on both left and right seem to be spending more time scaring people than they are about encouraging people to create things which makes it possible to live in a world which is going to be environmentally more difficult, which is going to have technology, which has to deal with a lot of changes. So what I want people to think about is, how do we move into a positive mode? We need solutions, visions, plans of a progressive view, not just protests and some limited economic fixes in some other areas. We need to get back to the idea of utopia, which Oscar Wilde described as the next island to the one you've just landed on. But at least we know that the direction is that we're going in the right direction. We can create a more civil society that we all want to live in. So this is my challenge I'm going to be trying to deal with and get other people involved in, of how do we create the ideas of what we want, not what we don't want, and how does that make it a more civil society where we don't have to find scapegoats and we can work out where we want to go and how we get there.